Call today.
Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the program, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. Then again, freetalklive.com. Rolling right into the phone calls, and let's talk to Rudiger. I think that's how you pronounce it, at least in Illinois. Rudiger, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Did I get it right?
Yeah, it's exactly right.
Okay, good. What's on your mind?
Great. What I wanted to comment on, it kind of relates to what you were speaking about, but this guy, I've been listening to podcasts, and this guy, Eric, he's commenting about Emmeline Brown, saying that if you refuse to pay your taxes, then he thinks you should be arrested and thrown into jail and mm-hmm. everything that goes along with that. And The thing is, speaking of Harry Brown, there was a libertarian saying that I first heard from him. He said there's the difference between the mafia and the government is that the government has flags in front of its building.
I love that one.
Yeah, it's kind of a funny thing, and the thing about it is you know, we can laugh, but I don't see where it's not true. And, you know, I guess to kind of flesh that out, as an example, if there's a gang, like here in Chicago, there was Al Capone, and let's say he sets up shop in a certain geographical area, and, you know, you're subject to whatever rules that he makes, he sets up a protection racket, which is pay us money, and then no one will hurt you. And then he also, let's say, you know, in addition to that, he throws in a few, you know, throws a few bucks to poor people and things, excuse me, and then he throws other services on top of that, okay? And then if I said, hey, I don't want to pay this money anymore, you know, I'm just not going to do it, would that be immoral for me? And would Eric be cheering on Al Capone surrounding my house with guns and saying, you're going to pay the money? Or actually, I guess, hey, you're going to go to jail or else we're going to come in and get you, or, you know, and if you resist, then it'll come out to a shootout. I mean, what would Eric have to say to that? I mean, I think that really illustrates just how clear this really is and what government actually is.
Well, I think that he would say, you chose to live there. You can leave if you want. You don't have to live in the mafia's territory.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that shows you how feeble that argument really is. Is that really what he would say? And I don't know. I don't mean to pick on Mark because, you know, I like you, Mark. How could you promote a system that's like this? And I know you would say that you don't promote it, but, you know, how could you go along with a system like this? Just on principle, just morally, you know?
Which system are you referring to? Do you think that you're taking from the standpoint that no government is legitimate, and therefore, you know, governments are despotic?
There is a difference between government and the mafia besides the flags flying in front of the offices, and that is the government allows you to go in once every 2 to 4 years. You can go into a building somewhere, they hand you a piece of paper, and then you get to pick the new mob boss. Well, at least they tell you get to pick the new mob boss.
Well, how lucky we are. Okay.
So that apparently makes it legitimate, see?
Okay, Mark, see, I'll give you that. But I you always corner Ian with these things, and it's always funny to laugh at him when he doesn't have the best answer. But, Mark, really, like, if Al Capone came to my door, would you be saying that, say the system is moral in any way, or that we could keep the system going, you know?
I don't look from that's really the issue in it, the difference between AMCAPs and libertarians is
free marketeer.
I didn't call you. I didn't use the terminology for you. I was using it for the caller.
Gotcha.
Is this moral thing? It's immoral. The government's immoral. Now, I would agree with you that governing people immoral, but from a practical standpoint, I believe that it simply has to be done at some level. So what I'm falling back on is the smallest government we can have that still works. I'm willing to get to a smaller form of government, and then we can experiment and take a look at how much smaller we can make it. But I don't believe in presenting people with free market solutions to roads, free market solutions to police, free market solutions to the military. I think that these concepts are so so abstract that it just causes people to shut down and say, yeah, I don't want to live in the world you're talking about. Goodbye.
I could sort of understand where you're coming from because it really is so different than from what we're raised in our lives. We see it just seems like totally off the wall. But one point that I would like to make is that you know, people would say, oh, how would it work? And then imagine back in the 1970s if somebody said, how would a computer work? And I mean, I'm sure this point has been brought up before, but I have no clue how my computer works. And but that's not even the point. I don't even care how it works. The point is that it works. And because there's people out there that have that incentive to make that work, you know?
Imagine for a second you've never seen Los Angeles, and none of us have ever seen Los Angeles, and we're trying to get to Los Angeles. Look, I'm going to Vegas. Don't you want to get on my train and go with me to Vegas? Or do you want to just charge ahead and say bad things about the people that are just going to Vegas and they're not going all the way to Los Angeles?
Unprincipled.
Right. Chop the legs out from underneath them and all that other stuff. It just, you know, I say leave all that stuff be. Computers were brought to us by piece, little by little bit of growth. And we were able to see that this makes sense. And all that's fine and dandy. First you saw a computer, then people could envision it working a little quicker and a little quicker and a little quicker. It wasn't all overnight. And I believe, you know, just talking about these abstract principles, really, it's counterproductive.
Okay, that makes sense. But I guess I was really just sort of approaching Eric in a way. And just anybody that has that sort of viewpoint, it's just, I don't know, it's kind of second-rate type arguments that we've all been just, you know, rammed into us since we're born.
I doubt that Eric would call it second-rate, and he happens to be on the phone line right now, so would you mind doing a little conference action?
All right, let's hear it.
Let's bring him in. Eric in Michigan, you're on with Rutiger from Illinois. Eric in Michigan, are you there, sir?
Hello, gents.
Hey, did you hear his question for you earlier?
Good question. Yes.
And what did you have to say to that?
It's interesting. Well, actually, I believe in a free market because I believe that if the mafia sets up a system and they have hegemonic control in that system, you're not going to overthrow the mafia. The mafia's got more power than you do. It's going to be a very violent and bloody struggle, and it's probably not going to turn out in the end in your favor. Here's a better idea. If the mafia is controlling an area and forcing you to pay taxes, but you can still leave that area, leave. That's the free market system. If you don't like the way it is, go somewhere else. And by the time their base drops out, they're going to have to change tactics or die. That's free market in action. That's capitalism.
That's not the free market at all. Because of course, everywhere else on the earth, where can you go where there isn't government?
The free market, you're right.
Other mafias. If everywhere you went, there were these other mafias, then what are you supposed to do? Okay, yeah, I'll pick the best mafia I'm under, and then from there.
You should move to a system that's most like the one that you want and then try to change it internally. Because it's a fallacious argument to say that, oh, I can't go somewhere where I'm completely free. You're never going to find somewhere that's completely free, especially in a private market like Ian suggests, because everywhere will be owned. And you're never going to be happy because you'll never be able to be completely free. And that doesn't make all other systems illegitimate just because you can't find an empty piece of property.
But I'm talking about the morality of it, and even if the mafia situation was that if I'm in Chicago here and Al Capone is surrounding my place, I'm saying, are you saying to me, hey, well, this guy shouldn't have paid, this guy should have moved. You should be paying Al Capone. What are you thinking?
No, not at all.
That's what your argument was before.
I'm telling you that if it's a bad system and you don't want to pay into that system, and I suggest that you don't pay Al Capone, I suggest you leave and go somewhere that's got a better system and then try to change that system.
But wouldn't it be legitimate to fight back against Al Capone? I mean, as far as he's coming and threatening you and your livelihood and your family most likely and your business, wouldn't it be okay to shoot his thugs and go after Al himself?
I'm not certain. I think it depends, because if you're living there by choice, and you're getting something from him in return. You're not getting something from him.
You're getting his thugs not coming and smashing up your store or killing your wife.
The caller did mention Al throwing some nice things at poor people.
He's not providing you with anything if you pay him, though. He's just providing you with not beating you up, and that's not a service. The government provides services.
Okay,
whether or not you're happy with the services is a different matter.
Okay, well, yeah, I'll grant you that. Okay, let's say that one day he brings by a gift basket, I take it, and then what? Then it's okay that he comes to my door and surrounds me and says, hey, you're going to pay the money?
If that makes you happy, then yes. Guys, we've got like three other points.
Yeah, I know. You called in for a different reason. Rudiger, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Eric, we'll bring you back because you were actually not calling to respond to him. You just happened to be on the line. We'll bring back Eric and take your calls about whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. Anything you want goes. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Ted Anderson from Midas. October 11, 2007, gold $745.60. Gold coins could be purchased for $768.67, $379 for half, $189.50 for quarter. That's $768.67, $379, and $189.50. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to their support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live
It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. Staples CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are for free. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. It's shrine.freetalklive.com. And are you prepared for the day the dollar drops to zero? D2Z.org proposes that day is near. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. That's D2Z.org. As we go back to Eric in Michigan, you're back on Free Talk Live, Eric.
Hello again. I'd first like to speak about your position on abortion, and then secondly on state secession. And I'm trying to pick which one to do first so that you won't cut me off and this gets a little bit venomous. First, I'd like to start with abortion, I think.
Who's your position?
Ian's okay. Position on abortion. You are promoting localized fascism.
No, I'm just promoting the decentralization of government. I would like to abolish all government if possible, but I certainly don't want one centralized government when there could be 50 of them that are much smaller.
If the central government is sanctifying a freedom, though, and you are talking out against that freedom, you are putting in your vote for local fascism.
No, I've never talked out against that freedom. I've never talked out against the freedom to go and control your own body. I'm absolutely in favor of a woman's right to choose, and I would continue to be in favor of that. I'm just not in favor of a bunch of bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. making decisions for the people in all the states.
Then why are you in favor of bureaucrats in Lansing making decisions for me?
I'm not. I'm not in favor of that either.
Well, then I don't think you should speak for states' rights. You should speak for citizen rights. And it seems very...
You can't have... Hold on a second. Let's get our terms straight. You can't have a citizen without a state. The definition of citizen is an individual who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. The state actually doesn't actually have an obligation to protect you,
right.
So therefore there is no citizen actually. The whole concept is bunk in the first place.
I apologize. Personal rights.
Okay.
Right.
That's what I do. I've just taken that position for the sake of arguing against Mark's position in favor of centralization.
Okay.
Fair enough.
But I'd rather see the government protect freedoms than allow smaller governments to abandon.
Government, by its nature, cannot protect freedom. It's a paradox.
Well,
you see, governments were allegedly formed to protect, as Mark says, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Mm-hmm. However, in order to do those things, it must violate life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. In that, it can only fund itself on a coercive basis; otherwise, it wouldn't be a government.
Yep.
And so, therefore,
yep,
in order to fund itself, it has to violate its first principle. So, it's a paradox.
Taxes which are collected from citizens who live there voluntarily. Next point. As to state secession, there's 50 states, and they all signed up, or most of them signed up anyhow, with the full knowledge that the other ones were coming in too. So they formed a union with the understanding that the rest of the states were going to be there. This means that one individual state can't just choose at some point to say, I'm going to leave, without the approval of the other states which it signed in with.
I don't believe that to be the case. And in fact, New Hampshire state government doesn't agree with you. They have a right to secession enshrined in the state constitution. I believe Texas also has a similar right to secession, but I'm not positive on that one.
I disagree with that because it's not fair for
you to... Well, it doesn't matter. The constitution, if you believe in governments, then you believe in constitutions as the highest law of the land.
No, I don't believe that constitutions are necessarily always right.
I agree with you.
If you live in a system voluntarily, you should follow the rules of that system. That doesn't mean they're right. You could try to change it. You should still try to follow most of the rules.
The Constitution isn't exclusive of secession. It's not a contract that says now that you've a majority of the states, it wasn't actually all the states that signed on, mm-hmm, but a majority of the states sign on to this. This is the binding contract. Remember that every one of the states seceded from the Articles of Confederation in order to sign the Constitution. Mm-hmm. So should the American government have then attacked the states that signed on for the Constitution?
I actually don't know enough historically to argue that.
I'm just making the point that I believe in the right of a right. If a state can have a right, I believe that the state has the right to secession. I also amorphously believe that a person has the right to secede, but that a state would then have the right to squash them like a bug if they came off their land.
States can't have rights. Only individuals have rights. Eric, any final thoughts?
I think that'll do it for tonight.
Thanks for the call. By the way, welcome to the PBS. I noticed you signed up there recently, and he's been posting online.
Yeah,
and
torturing the crap out of our PBS.
Well, they bring it on themselves. Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. You bring up anything. Let's go to Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to touch base on you with what you're talking about, seceding from the Union and all that, I mean...
It's seceding, though we would like to succeed at seceding, if that makes any sense. Sorry.
Well, yeah, but all I'm saying is that if 80% of America already disagrees with George Bush and Washington, D.C.'s policies, and, but the way they're trying to turn everything into major turmoil... Is, I mean, if we disagree, if 80% of the country disagrees with them, haven't we already seceded from the Union in a way?
Well, in your head, maybe, and that's nice. It's a nice concept. And by the way, the last numbers I saw, the congressional approval ratings, 11% approve of what Congress is doing. So it's actually more like 89% of America is against what the government's doing in D.C.
And governments have proven time and again that they don't like this whole secession thing very much, and that they're willing to use violence against their own citizens who have decided to secede. So what a citizen who decides to secede has to be prepared to do is to take up arms against the government.
Like Ed Brown.
I don't recommend such a thing. I think it's a bad idea simply because, well, you'll lose.
Well, but, the thing is, guys, is that I'm...
Hello? Jeremy?
Jeremy's on for them, so, I mean, the people have pretty much succeeded from our own state governments, too, so where does that leave the law after that?
Well, all we need to do is get those people that are so upset to do something more than secede in their own heads. They have to get active. They have to get on the ground. There has to be grassroots activism, both against civil disobedience and political, and that's why the New Hampshire Free State Project is going to work. I don't know. Mark, you say you don't like to talk about secession. You say you don't like to talk about true principled liberty, but we're going to continue talking about it because
these ideas are powerful. I don't propose to stop you from talking about things.
These ideas are powerful, and they do get people's attention. Whether or not they agree with them right off the bat, they do spark interest, they do spark conversations, discussions, and that's what we need to do. We need to get Americans talking about these ideas, the ideas of freedom again. Whether or not they agree right up front is not a concern of mine. Jeremy, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I think we're all moving in the right direction here. And I mean, Julia, I mean, how do you feel about this? Talking about the principled side of the issues and moving conversation in that direction.
Well, I actually have sort of dealt with this today. One of my coworkers, actually one of my bosses, asked me what my position was on public schools because it's come up recently. She's in my ward. I'm running for city council here, and it's come up recently.
She means government schools when she says that.
Yes. And I told her that it was a little difficult for me to explain in a short amount of time, and I really needed a while to get my point out. And I also, basically, I explained to her that there was sort of two positions that I had. One was from a moral standpoint, and the other was from a practical standpoint. And so I sort of gave her both of them and said, like, well, this is what I believe morally. However, I realized that that's a little radical for some people, and it's a little hard to see how we can get from here to there. So here's how I think we should transition to that.
Can you explain that a little bit in further detail when we come back? 800-259-9231. By the way, Julia here is a... the reason why you're being asked these questions is that you're running for office for a city councilor here in Keene, New Hampshire. And the campaign's been going remarkably well so far. We'll come back and share a campaign story and hear from you about whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp. This God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Whatever's on your mind, toll free at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, including the archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website for your download and convenience. Enjoy those on us at freetalklive.com. So Julia is running a campaign for city councilor here in Keene, New Hampshire, and it's been going surprisingly well so far. We've had just a blitz of media activity, and some of the media appearances that you've made will be being posted over at freekeene.com, which we're going to put up the the video that was done recently of you, also the audio interview with Gardner Goldsmith on his show. That's all going up within the next couple days.
Somebody called me at work today and asked me for an interview. Like local TV show here.
Wow, that's amazing. So your campaign's really starting to blow up, and it's, in my opinion, because you aren't mincing words. It's, in my opinion, because you aren't hiding behind the shield of wimpy, slight reform solutions. You're not one of these people that's getting in there. You're not afraid to sign the small government pledge. In fact, you're the only candidate in the entire city council, all the races, that has signed a pledge that essentially says, "I'll vote small government every issue, every time, no excuses." Every other candidate has an excuse. I've called them all, and I've asked them all to sign this pledge, and they all have an excuse. Well, what if we need to do this and this and this? And what if the EPA comes in and da-da-da? You know, you're the only person with the courage to do that. You've come right out and you've called central planning communistic. You've taken some heat for it already. The fact is, you're getting, in my opinion, you are getting attention because you are a
radical. And so what was your radical response, if you will, when your coworker came up to you and asked you about government schools? What? Just elaborate on that, if you would.
Well, I told my coworker, because it's a boss of mine, and we have a great relationship, and I do not like to talk politics at work. I don't ever talk politics at work, which is one of the reasons I was sort of hesitant.
Sure.
Because I didn't, live here in a pretty small city. It's close-knit type community. People, a lot of people know each other, mm-hmm. and I know a lot of people from where I work, and I was very concerned about how this would affect my reputation at work.
Hasn't really hurt you so far.
No. So far, it's been really positive. I've had customers that I know and customers that I don't know saying
things. Despite a negative hit piece blog that was posted about you. So, I mean, yeah, the attacks have already begun.
Right. The attacks have begun, but I haven't really seen an effect, though. You know, it could be just people who aren't saying anything. My regular customers still talk to me. They still smile at me. So, if they hate me because they think I'm crazy, they're not making it obvious. So, I guess I'm okay with that. My radical answer, I guess, was to completely eliminate the government from public education.
You came right out with that?
Yes.
Okay. Because that's what you believe.
It is what I believe. And I told her that on a moral standpoint, I absolutely believe in the government not controlling the schools. And mm-hmm. she was like, so you think that the government shouldn't be involved in any way with regulating or funding education? And I said, absolutely not. But then I explained my position, and I cited sources and that sort of thing, and I went to school to be a teacher. I went to school to be a government teacher,
mm-hmm.
and I spent time in government schools. So, and this lady, fortunately, she had no children, and so I took it from the point of property taxes. Like, how is it fair that you have to pay the same amount in property taxes as this lady down here who has 10 kids in the school system? It's just not right. And she agreed with me. So the less radical way to take that, I said, you know, I understand that that seems a little drastic. It's a totally different system from what we have right now. And so the trouble is, how do we transition from what we have now to what we have then?
That is the trick.
Yeah, it's very tricky. And so there's a couple of solutions there. Some people think vouchers are the way to go.
No.
I think that vouchers are a better system than what we have now.
I would agree. No, it's not a better system because when you have a voucher system, you are essentially creating a new government bureau in order to administer the voucher system. They're going to have to hire more government bureaucrats.
I am not in favor of a voucher system at all. I'm in favor of getting the government completely out of education.
Right.
However, I think that a voucher system is much better than what we have today. So,
no, it's not good because when you get private schools on vouchers, they're taking government money. And you know what happens when government holds money out. There's a carrot and there's a stick, and that stick, you know, there are going to be regulations that come along with that.
I'm not arguing with you at all. I agree with you. However,
You're just saying that you think it's superior, but I'm telling you it's not because it's going to destroy the efficacy of the private schools. It's going to turn private schools into welfare queens from the government. That's an awful idea.
Anyway, well, that's not the idea I gave.
Okay, good.
So the word I like to use like a transition from the way it's funded now to user fees. That sounds excellent because you still get your same great government programs. You get the police department, you get the firefighters, and all of the good stuff.
Julia? What about the poor?
Well, Mark likes to point out that if we are really trying to just help the poor, why don't we have a system where we give scholarships to poor kids? And we let everybody into public schools no matter what. And so I pointed out that, you know, if taxes were lower and property taxes in this area, 60% goes just to the public school system. And this is a small area. They spend $13,000 per student here.
Crazy.
It's incredible.
Yes. And they're not outperforming. So
yeah, that's a lot more than what they spent down in Florida.
It's a pretty good school compared to Florida, though. I mean,
Florida had some of the worst schools in the country. It's known for having the worst schools in the country.
So anyway.
So I pointed out that, well, taxes would be lower your taxes could go down by 60% instantly. If we got rid of the school system.
That would save me $2,500 a year.
Exactly. And so everybody would have more money in their pocket. They would be able to afford to send their children to school. And I pointed out that private schools spend way less money and outperform.
There you go. Well done. Doing a fine job out there. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones. Amp line. Johnson in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey,
Hey, I just want to talk to you guys about a project that I've been working on to help sort of promote Free Talk Live and sort of an opportunity for the listeners who know how to use the wiki.
Okay. Is the wiki that hard to use? I didn't really think it was that difficult.
No, I don't know. It's a little bit technical. It's not incredibly difficult. I think pretty much anyone could pick it up.
Yeah, if you dive in, you can sort of learn by example and learn by what others have done, that sort of thing.
Right. I mean, it's not any sort of... Anybody who has learned the wiki specifically because they wanted to learn how to use a wiki. So, I mean, it's a specific sort of talent that one, if you know, picks up in order to pick it up.
Okay.
So, what I have started is I sort of have started something where I wanted people... Free Talk Live is sort of notorious for having subdomains, which means that, you know, you can go to something .freetalklive.com.
Right. You can go to poll.freetalklive.com.
Right, exactly. You know, everything on our menus for our website has a that.
freetalklive.com. In fact, you should, just as an insert, you should go to poll.freetalklive.com because Johnson has put up several demographic-related polls. So if you go now to poll.freetalklive.com...
They're all at the top of the list.
Right. It will take you to the polling section on our BBS, and you've put up at least six, maybe more, polls with asking various different demographics questions, and we're very interested in your responses to that. So
exactly.
Just as an aside. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Or if you're thinking about doing some shopping, you should go to amazon.freetalklive.com.
Right. So that's what a subdomain is. So go ahead.
Well, what I've done is I've started this sort of project where I want to ask, you know, the five questions that they always tell you in school when you're learning to write, you know, who, what, when, where, how, and why.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of would like to have that going on for our little subdomain. So one of the projects that I've started is whatis.freetalklive.com. And I started it a while back and posted it on the BBS, but didn't really spend a lot of time trying to get attention for it. And what I want to see there, and I didn't really explain it very well, is I would like to see our listeners sort of go in and sort of just talk about what they feel Free Talk Live is or what Free Talk Live is about. I mean, it's a wiki entry, so it's definitely editable. And I put some videos up there, and I'd just like to see some people kind of participate and talk about Free Talk Live.
I think it's a great idea because it'd be sort of the listener version of our Free Talk Live About page. There's a short paragraph on our official website which tells what the show's about, but this would allow the listeners to explain their viewpoint on what Free Talk Live is.
I have an idea for sending a lot of traffic through that page. So, I hope people participate and put in their 2 cents.
Cool, dude. That's whatis.freetalklive.com. More on the way.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. So enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then amp up. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. It stands for advertise, market, and promote. And the idea is, since we give everything to you on our website for free, we're just asking you for a few bucks a month. You can do it with any major credit card, PayPal account. Some other options are there as well. But it makes a big difference for us because hundreds of our listeners have decided to become Free Talk Live amplifiers, which means that we've got a couple thousand bucks coming in a month, and that money's going right back into the show. It's going right back in. It's not going to paychecks. It's going into promoting Free Talk Live. It's going into getting Free Talk Live on more radio stations across the country. We just got our 31st station on this week, and it's pretty exciting. I mean, 3 years ago, we had two stations. So this progress has been made possible by listeners like you. I mean, we're out there doing our thing, too. Mark, you're selling advertising and everything. But the fact is the AMP program has allowed us to move faster with getting more stations on board with the show. It's just a fact. It's very successful. And we really need your help if you like the show, because you get some perks, too. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only chat room and forum. All of the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's jump into the email box here, Mark. You had something you wanted to get to, I think it was last night, sort of been putting it off, a pregnancy-related email.
Right.
Your wife is pregnant.
My wife is pregnant.
About 5 months, 4 months?
I don't know how many months it is. I know where the due date is.
When's that?
I've got that nailed down. It's somewhere between the 4th and the 6th. They can't... March.
Gotcha.
Of 2008.
Okay.
Anyway, I put together an agreement with my wife where...
It has been written out at this point?
Ooh. I was going to say, I hope that you're going to bring this up because I have something funny to tell you about what somebody at work had to say about your agreement.
Okay, good. My agreement is not written. I don't think that it's a...
verbal agreement?
Yeah, it's a verbal agreement. You don't think that people can make verbal agreements?
I think they can, but I don't know about you, but I forget things sometimes, and I don't know if I'll necessarily agree to... I might agree to it then, and then later on forget that I agreed to it, and then you get in a messy situation.
I think when you have a complex agreement, it's very good to write it down.
Mm-hmm.
I think that written agreements and inside a relationship can be, you know, sometimes they can test the relationship a little bit. Like, this is a relationship. This isn't a business relationship. What are you doing in your contracts? You know, that kind of thing. I think that sometimes that can be the
case.
That
would tell me something about the person I was in a relationship with if they took that approach.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I decided that it...
You don't trust me. You want my name on a piece of paper.
Well, I wonder why.
I don't think there would be...
Ian has some issues with trust, so, you know.
I don't think there would be any problem getting my wife to sign this particular agreement. It's just that it's very simple. I don't want to get up in the middle of the night and take care of a baby. I'm just not looking for that. I have a difficult time going to sleep. If I do manage to get... And my wife doesn't. If I do manage to get to sleep, the last thing I need is to have to get
you
up...
You better buy a nice pair of earplugs, because that baby's going to cry in the middle of the night, and you're not going to get any sleep anyway.
Well, I don't know whether you know how well I sleep, but...
Okay. You're right.
Be that as it may. So I made an agreement with my wife that if we have this baby that you want to have,
right.
I don't have to take care of it in the middle of the night. I'm willing to take care of the child when it's convenient for me to take care of the child. But I have a job. It's important to me that I be able to work. I can't be, taking care of the kid all the time, and I can't be getting up in the middle of the night. Essentially, this is like a child getting a dog. You've got to take care of Fluffy if we're going to get Fluffy. We can have Fluffy, but you've got to feed him. You've got to walk him. Like those are the things.
You're going to help during the day, just not nighttime.
Right. I have intention of being a dad, but I don't have the intention of being the majority caregiver in this particular instance. And she agrees, understands, and, she had some stipulations. Well, if I'm sick or something like that, it might be a good thing if you got up. And I'm like, that's fine. If we're talking about just every once in a while, if you're feeling ill and something like that, yeah.
What if she gets post-traumatic stress disorder or whatever it is?
Postpartum?
Yeah, postpartum.
I don't know what we're going to do if she gets postpartum. I don't know what we're going to do if she gets cancer, Ian.
Mm.
So, when catastrophic things happen, the relationship has to be able to handle that.
Okay.
Perhaps I'll just kick them both out on the street. What do you think?
That would be not nice.
Yeah.
So,
I'm so strange.
I'm just pointing out, there are a lot of women that get this postpartum stuff to some extent. It may not be really harsh. It may not be as, to the point where she wants to kill the baby, but it may be to the point where she doesn't want to do anything.
Well, she's already to the point where she wants to kill me, so it's no big deal.
Oh, great.
Really?
So, this isn't, no, she's fine. She
time for Julia.
A little bit more emotional than she normally is, but I must say that when my wife's a little bit more emotional than she is, she's still less crazy and nutty than a lot of women.
Okay, that's good.
None. Anyway, this is an email from Fish, and he says, "Hey, Mark, I just heard today that you're pregnant. And congrats. My question to you, though, is, did she sign that contract, and would you be willing to share the details of that contract with us on air? In addition, perhaps the story in Problems and Concerns you and your wife had coming up with this contract. I'm like Ian. Not a big fan of kids. However, I am not willing to make my wife go without having children her whole life. Most of my concerns revolve around things that happen in the early stages of a child's life, such as midnight feedings. I'm going to refuse to do diapers, for instance.
At all. Wow.
Regardless of time of day. When I read, by the way, read this email to my wife, and she said, he's nuts.
Yeah.
Of course, I'd like to also add that anybody that I've ever talked to about this agreement that I have with my wife says,
you're nuts.
I'm nuts.
Yeah, I had somebody at work who said that you're a jerk. Not only are you crazy, but you're also a jerk.
Well, that's, but what if I don't want to have kids?
Right. And I stood up for you. I explained it. I said, look, they both are in agreeance with this. His wife is okay with this because she wants a kid and he doesn't. Not a big deal. I don't understand what
this
the problem
is. This
is
a new breed of feminist out there.
That's exactly what
it's
said.
The feminist that says the man should do whatever the hell the woman says because she has two X chromosomes.
Exactly.
Somehow or another. And it's ludicrous. Look, I don't want any kids. What if I have the right, and I'm not a jerk for doing it, to go down tomorrow and get a vasectomy if I want to do such a thing. And then what?
I said exactly what you said, that this is just this new feminism stuff. She's taking a class, a woman's study class right now. So she's all about that. She kept saying that you were just trying to cop out. There's too many kids who are growing up without fathers. I said, the kid's not going to grow up without a father.
Look, this gal has no idea.
Yeah.
The vast majority of children who are people that are alive today were likely taken care of almost exclusively at night by their mothers. You know, this is not, this does not mean that their fathers were absent as a result.
Right. Well, she would just went on and on about what how that's just not right. I said, well, if it's right for her and if it's right for him, who are you to say it's not right? And she just...
A know-it-all?
Yeah.
Busybody?
She would not budge.
Authoritarian?
Yep. Well.
Future governor?
Well, this is the girl. She's a really nice young lady, but she's a little skewed. She's getting married to some army dude who's just a real jerk, and he told her that she should get a government job because you can't beat those bennies.
Yep, it's good pay, and you could never possibly get fired.
Right. Right. Email.
So Fish goes, I've always considered that later in life when I'm faced with this decision, whether or not a contract such as the one you've described would be a good idea. I've told others my position on contract pregnancy, and they've called me nuts. I'm very interested in the progression of events that led up to this. Current details as well as an ongoing, up-to-date, how well it's working. If all okay. this is personal and not for radio material, that's fine. I just wanted to see if it would be an option. Looking forward to your analysis.
We're going to get periodic updates from you on
that. Yeah, obviously. How else could we possibly progress?
Right.
My life is generally exposed on the air.
Yeah, everything's fine.
Not so much.
Everything's fine up until the baby comes out, and then things are going to change. So we'll see what happens with Mark's personal life. Should be very interesting.
Well, you know, basically, it was pretty clear in the relationship. I'm not ready to have a kid. I don't want to have a kid. Like, I made it clear. I don't want a child. So
that's good.
I think dealing from the position that, look, I'm not really interested in having this child, but I wouldn't want you to live life without having one, darling. So here's what I propose is the way to go about it.
Yeah.
If that's how you feel.
By the way, you mentioned vasectomy earlier, mm-hmm. and I have to say, I feel like that was one of the best decisions I ever could have made in my life. Because it helped attract Julia to me. One of the reasons she came and was attracted to me is because I had a vasectomy.
It's very, very hard to find a young man who has a vasectomy.
So, yes. Cool. If you are...
Most urologists won't do it.
If you get yourself a vasectomy, then you might just attract yourself a very wonderful companion. Anyway.
Or people might look at you like you're nuts.
259-9231. I don't care. They can look at me
it
like
puts
I'm nuts.
The onus and control on me. I decide when I want to have a child.
I think I think that Ian has a good solution here. I can't fault it too much. He understands that if he wants a child, he can adopt. There are lots of great kids out there that need families, and, you know, it's a good thing.
Hey, by the way, I don't know what it's like in other places in the country, but the first urologist I went to was willing to do it. They tried to talk me out of it, but they tried to do that to everybody. All right. Hey, by the way, quick alert. New York people, tomorrow is the deadline to register as a Republican if you want to vote for Ron Paul in the primary. So
don't
procrastinate. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Job.